This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer has concerns about the threat of violence at the January 20th inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden, especially in the aftermath of last week's storming of the U.S. Capitol by thousands of supporters of President Donald Trump. Schumer said Sunday he spoke with FBI Director Christopher Wray Saturday to, quote, urge him to pursue those who took part in breaking into the Capitol building and to guard against further attacks, end quote. Schumer will soon be the Senate Majority Leader. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser sent a letter to the acting Homeland Security Chief extending a national security designation currently surrounding the inauguration to a two-week period starting Monday and extending to January 24th. After last week's Capitol assault, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will move ahead with impeaching President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a letter to colleagues, Pelosi says the president's an imminent threat to the Constitution and American democracy. She'll first seek a vote pushing Vice President Pence and the cabinet to immediately remove the president under the 25th Amendment. Later, the House would move toward impeachment under articles Democrats are expected to introduce today. GOP Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press the best thing for the nation is for the president to just resign
and go away as soon as possible.
The president has no intention of doing that and will instead try to go on offense during his final 9 days in office. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a highly unusual move, American diplomats have drafted two cables condemning President Donald Trump's incitement of the deadly assault on the Capitol and calling for administration officials to support invoking the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. This is VOA.